Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Sinn Féin have revealed that they failed to declare expenses related to their 2016 general election campaign. The undeclared expenses were for the hire of 5 indoor venues for press conferences in Dublin, one of which was used twice. That totaled €2,160.70. The party said the amounts should have been included in its return to the Standards in Public Office Commission, and the party expressed regret for those omissions. Now, that disclosure comes amid the controversy around the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, and his undeclared expenses relating to the 2016 and 2020 election campaigns. Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times, is on the line now. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Claire.
So take us through exactly what Sinn Féin failed to declare and how did it all come about?
Well, the original report was carried in the Irish Independent. They discovered that 2 invoices that had been issued by the Royal Irish Academy for expenses in 2016, Sinn Féin used them for launches during that election campaign, hadn't been paid. So Sinn Féin checked that and confirmed that an invoice had been lost, and they made good on the payment this week. But it also came to light that they didn't actually declare that expense in the expenses in the election expenses statement for 2016 for the party. So on foot of that, they did an audit and they released a statement yesterday evening to say that there were 6 events in 5 venues that were not included in its expenses statement for 2016. And as you said, Claire, the total came to just over €2,160.70. And the 5 venues were the Westin Hotel, the Royal Irish Academy, Wynn's Hotel and the Gresham Hotel were the venues, as well as the National Gallery. So it was an omission. I think most of the debate around expenses have revolved around sins of omission rather than sins of commission, what has been left out of expenses statements. Now, Sinn Féin pointed out in a statement that even when those expenses were included in its statement, the party only spent a third of its allowable limit for spending during that election campaign.
Okay.
So the party has argued that they weren't close to breaching a limit, that the mistakes were inadvertent and that there was no deliberation behind them at all.
Okay, and they issued a statement to us here on the programme yesterday when we were discussing this initially in relation to the RIA event, and they were at pains to point out that this is not the same as what Pascal Donoghue has admitted to, essentially, and looking in particular at the corporate donation. But it is a bit embarrassing, is it not, for Sinn Féin, the party that pursued Pascal Donoghue from the start?
Yeah, it's not exactly the same, but it's not exactly different either. Pascal Donoghue, for example, in 2020 was nowhere near his spending limits. So the failure to include the work done by Michael Stone on his behalf would come in the same category, an omission rather than a commission. Now, there might be a debate about him being closer to his spending limits in 2016 when he was fighting for his political life. That was a 3-seater. It had been a 4-seater. It had been reduced. Pascal Donoghue was in a very tight battle to retain his seat, and he did come close enough to his spending limits, but he didn't supersede them. And even with the extra costs associated with the Michael Stone postering, I don't think he would have actually have exceeded his limits. So I think Sinn Féin arguing that it is very different from Pascal Donoghue is, to be quite frank, jesuitical. I think they are both in the similar broad category of politicians either forgetting or neglecting to include items in their expenditure for election campaign expenses. Okay.
Miriam Lord writes about this today and how it played out in the Dáil yesterday, with no mention made of this whole situation, saying that, you know, a truce was agreed, an unspoken truce between Fine Gael and Sinn Féin on this. Has the steam gone out of it now, Harry?
It has. It was almost like looking at a balloon flattening very slowly yesterday. For over a week, we had fevered debate about Pascal Donoghue and Michael Stone and what work had been done and what hadn't been done. And then after the high drama of a statement on Tuesday It was very, very anticlimactic yesterday. Pascal Donoghue's case wasn't mentioned at all during the course of debate in the Dáil, and all of the opposition parties seem to have gone quiet on it. So to me, it seems that this particular controversy is now at an end or coming very close to an end. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps Sinn Féin's admission yesterday in relation to its own omissions might have softened its cough a little bit in relation to its strategy on Pascal Donoghue, because while they are different in some senses, they do fall, as I would argue, within the same category. So I think for the moment that particular controversy has played out. It does highlight the difficulties with the 1997 legislation. It's 25 years old now. Parties have to enter all their expenses manually onto sheets of paper, which are uploaded. The Standards and Public Office Commission does not have the power to independently audit the expenses of its own volition and can only do so on foot of a complaint. And frankly, that particular system in a digital age is not fit for purpose anymore, mm-hmm. and is badly in need of reform. Okay. When you go through it, you'd almost need Google Maps to go through the forms, Claire, because they are so inconsistent. It's impossible to compare candidate versus candidate, party versus party,
and then it's a convoluted cost between
candidates and parties. It's a very, very complicated system.
Harry, just before I let you go, I wanted to ask you briefly about a story by Jennifer Bray in the Irish Times today, that politicians could get €5,000 towards the cost of installing new security systems. Now, what's being discussed and proposed?
Yes, Jennifer originally wrote about this last Saturday week, highlighting the harassment and security threats that have been received by politicians, but female politicians in particular. And since then, a number of politicians, including Louise O'Reilly, Holly Cairns, Josepha Madigan, have come out. There was a case, of course, involving Jennifer Carl McNeill, who was subject to online harassment and worse. So I think on foot of all that, the Cean Chorlia is to meet with female TDs to discuss their personal security considerations. And one of the suggestions is that up to €5,000 be paid towards security costs if they want to install security systems around their homes or offices or places of work to prevent that type of stalker or people who are harassing them or who are threatening them with violence or with other things.
All right, Harry. Thank you very much. Harry McGee there, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Our colleague in the newsroom, Orla O'Donnell, is reporting on a development in the Enoch Burke situation. Now, Enoch Burke turned up at Wilson's Hospital School again this morning. But simultaneously, the High Court has ruled that he's to be fined €700 a day if he doesn't purge his contempt of court by 2 o'clock tomorrow. Mr. Justice Brian O'Moore said his decision would be reviewed at a hearing on the 10th of February. And in his ruling, he said the daily fine amounted to just shy of £5,000 a week. And the judge said this figure should persuade Mr. Burke to end his utterly pointless attendance, according to the judge, at a school which does not want him on its property. But he said if it doesn't have the desired effect, the fine could always be increased. That from Orla O'Donnell, and no doubt Orla will have more detail on that throughout the day. Up next on the programme, should farmers be entitled to burn scrub and weeds on their own land?
Email todaycb@rte.ie.